It had been a few months since I last seen her. Since we last touched, I missed her something bad. Even though she was no longer mine. Crazy, right? Don't get me wrong, we were still cool. We just decided that it was best to part ways. No love lost. Yeah, we text from time to time, nothing major, a few how's your day and good morning texts, but tonight I was feeling bold. It didn't help that she popped up on my IG feed looking sexy as hell. So I decided to hit her up. With Casamigos in my cup and one thing on my mind, tonight would be one for the books. What you doing right now?
Boy, it's almost 1 a.m. What you think I'm doing?
Get dressed. I'm coming to pick you up.
This late? You must be lonely.
Or I just really need to see you. It's been too long.
And how do you know I want to see you?
The fact that you answered me this late tells me everything I need to know. I'll be there in 20.
Marcus.
Ayana.
Stop playing. It's too late for games.
Look, I'm jumping in the whip right now. Stop acting like you don't want to see me.
I do want to see you. This is just random. What did you expect me to say?
You don't need to say anything. Just be ready when I pull up.
Fine. I'll see you soon. What should I wear?
Doesn't matter. You won't be wearing it for long.
Ah, so it's that kind of night, huh?
You already know. Respectfully.
In that case, don't keep me waiting.
I'm on the way. If he ain't hit it right by now. I know you've been waiting, baby. Waiting for your man to come through. I pulled up to her house and rang the bell. After a few minutes, she answered, wearing a black trench coat and a shy smile.
Hey, stranger.
Oh, it's like that.
I mean, it's been a little minute since I've seen you. You can't blame me, can you?
I didn't mean to stay away for so long. Life just gets the best of you sometimes. I'm here now. That's all that matters.
I definitely understand that. I'm actually glad you texted me. You've been on my mind lately.
Same here.
Are we going to stay in here all night, or are you going to take me for a ride?
I was thinking of a nightcap in my place. How's that sound?
Perfect.
I watched as she walked down the driveway to my car. Her long legs mesmerized me as she took sexy struts in an effort to tease me. Her skin was a shade of pecan and looked so buttery smooth. I followed behind her and opened the door, letting her in the passenger seat. After pulling off, we quickly fell into flirting like old times.
I see you're still wearing that Tom Ford cologne I got you for your birthday.
It's my favorite. Besides, I know how you get when I wear it.
Still full of yourself, I see.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I mean, I do love it when a man smells good. Every woman does.
Oh yeah? What else do you like?
You forgotten already? Shame on you.
Never that. Just making conversation. I still know you like no other. She turned to me with a devilish smile on her lips. I knew where her mind was. I was ready to play her game.
Oh, you know me? Prove it. What am I thinking?
You're wondering why I haven't touched you yet. No hug, no handshake, nothing.
I am curious, I'll admit.
She shifted in her seat to face me, her jacket rising and exposing her thighs. Damn, I wanted to pull over and give her what we both wanted. The weight was killing me. She looked as good as I remembered and smelled like warm vanilla and cinnamon. She crossed her legs, exposing her hip, and I could see the red lace panty she wore underneath. Oh, you're not gonna make this easy for me, are you?
When have I ever? Now continue. Why haven't you touched me yet?
If I do, I won't be able to stop.
Well.
She licked her lips and placed a hand on my thigh.
What if I touch you instead? Would you stop me?
Ayana, you know this is a dangerous game. She ran her hand across my lap and reached for my zipper. I shifted in my seat to give her better access. This only excited her more, and she unbuttoned my jeans as I drove down the empty highway. Pulling my dick out of my boxers, she held it up and kissed the tip of my head. Teasing me with a few kisses, she leaned over and took me into her mouth slowly. Shit, Ayana, wait.
Just enjoy the drive.
She took me into her mouth once more, her head bobbing up and down slowly as she made love to my dick. Her tongue danced around my shaft as she sucked her way up to the head. I grew hard in her mouth and she welcomed me into her throat with ease. She sucked me sloppily and stroked me messily with both hands, breathing heavily. I ran my hand through her thick curls, holding her head in place as she gasped.
You gonna make me pull this car over?
Pull over then.
She sat up and looked me in the eyes, her mascara running and her chin glistening wet. I wanted her badly, and I couldn't wait any longer. Taking the next exit, I pulled up to a secluded block and got out of the car.
Get in the back seat. Now.
Yes, sir.
Peeling out of her coat, she climbed to the back seat where I was waiting for her. She straddled me, unhooking her bra in the process, and I took her dark nipple into my mouth.
Marcus.
I sucked and teased her with my tongue as she grinded on me, desperate to relieve the yearning between her legs. I was gonna give her what she wanted, but I needed to mark her first. I wanted her to remember this night, to remember how good I fucked her and pleased her. Kissing her neck, I slid my fingers between her legs, sliding her panties to the side. Look at how ready you are for me. I circled her puffy clit with my fingers as she gripped onto my shoulders for support.
Right there.
How bad do you want me?
So bad.
Then sit on it. I lifted my hips and pulled down my boxers and jeans. Slowly, she sank down onto me and moaned loudly. Holding her in place, I rotated my hips and kissed her passionately. She felt so damn good. Warm, wet, clenching the fuck out of me. I grabbed her hips as she bounced on my lap, driving me wild. Grabbing a fistful of her hair, I pulled her head back into the space between her breasts, thrusting into her hard.
Tyrell, please.
Anything you want. Tonight's about you. Switching positions, I pushed her down on the seat cushion and lifted her hips high in the air. Her body was beautiful. She was ready for me to take her over the edge. Biting her hip, I slid the head of my dick across her wetness and eased inside her slowly. Spreading her open, I watched as I slipped in and out of her. Her juices coated me and the sound of her wetness filled the car. She begged for me to fuck her faster, to fuck her harder, but I didn't. Tonight wasn't about busting a nut. It was about pleasure, experiencing each other in the most vulnerable way. I was gonna enjoy every inch of her, no matter how long it took. She started to grind her hips back and forth, meeting my thrust each time and making my legs weak. I couldn't contain myself any longer.
You want this dick?
Grabbing the back of her neck, I fucked her hard. Slamming my hips into her with each thrust. I felt that she gripped and pulsed around me and it drove me crazy. I wanted to give her all of me, every single inch. She got on all fours and threw her head back in ecstasy as I braced myself for a powerful orgasm.
Throw that ass back. Yeah.
She did, and within minutes, we both exploded together. I held her close as she shook under me, releasing her juices all over me. kissing up her spine, I withdrew from her slowly and we redressed. Still down for that nightcap?
I'm definitely going to need a drink after that.
After we collected ourselves, we drove back to my place for a drink and a movie. On the way back to her place, I stopped her before she got out of the car. When can I see you again?
I'm just a text away. Good night, Marcus.
WYD was written and produced by Imani Antoinette, starring Lloyd Waller and Miss Reed, with music by King Sis, Smooth J, Got Soul, and Deans. Sound design and editing also by Imani Antoinette. Cashmere and Friends is an original idea from the mind of Imani Antoinette.